Tonight the topic is Stand Fast. We are all in a quest for life, eternal life, life that will go on even after death. This is a quest we all are making at this time, quest for life. And the conclusion of the text that we have read is, stand fast now that you have found the salvation in through Jesus Christ, the one who conquered death on the cross for us. Stand fast in his doctrine and never move from it. So we say to you, stand fast. Yes, my friends, never be sidetracked in whatever you are doing, for we have found the way of life. You know, when I moved into my apartment in Chelsea Gardens, which some of you have been, I found there were four apartments in four blocks, 40 apartments in four blocks. Each one had 10 apartments. And those apartments were named after the blocks. How many blocks were there? There were four blocks, but they were not named four. Block 2, block 6, block 8. Why is it? Can you understand? Can you guess why the developers did not use the number 4 or 40? I went to another place and bought in a chalet in Pulau Batam. And the one who sold the chalet to me said, I have bought one, which is number 40. In Chelsea Gardens, it is 40. It is four. Four blocks. Do you follow? Four blocks. There's block 2. They say this number is all right, but no block 4. No block 4. 2, 6, 8. All these are lucky numbers. But as for 4, you know why they don't use 4? Oh, dear friends, they're in the quest for life and they don't like the word 4, the letter 4. 4 in Teochew and Hokkien is C. No good. For the Cantonese is say, also no good. So mustn't use number 4 for a block, although there are 4 blocks. This friend of mine who bought an apartment in Pulau Batam, he says, they gave me number 40. I say, it's no good. So I changed it to 38. From say sat, now became samfat. Samfat means 3 times growing. It is therefore very prosperous. So you see how people in the quest for life and for wealth, they fall into all kinds of superstitious ideas. Dear friends, how can we live long? This is the whole idea of today's Bible scripture. For the world must avoid unlucky numbers. As I said, number 4 or 40, anything that talks of 4, especially if you go to Hong Kong. No lifts have number 4 anywhere. nor do they have number 4 for any house numbers. Some people take a vegetarian diet. They say you mustn't kill life. You must promote life. When we were small children, we used to stop in the train from Singapore to Kluang. That's where we stayed. And then somebody will get out of the train. The train specially stopped for them in order to release some kind of animal. Maybe a tortoise or maybe a chicken is released. They say, why? Why are you doing this? Oh, we are promoting life because they let go a live, living creature, you get credit and merit. I say those, avoid those so-called unlucky numbers. It's of no particular meaning to promote life. These are foolish, ignorant, superstitious. For Saul, he was meticulous in keeping the law of the Jews, the Ten Commandments, for that was what he was doing until on the road to Damascus, where he had authority to arrest Christians. There the Lord Jesus himself appeared to him and shone with a light that blinded him, and he fell down. Then he heard the voice, Saul, Saul, what are you doing? Why are you persecuting me? You have papers of authority to arrest my people in Damascus and take them back. From that moment, Saul turned around and he asked, Lord, what is it you want me to do? And Jesus says, Saul, you go into the city in Damascus and it will be told you. You're going to be my witness before the children of Israel and before kings and big people, big shots. There Paul found the way of eternal life is in the risen Christ, not in keeping any kind of commandment. In the verse in Corinthians, 15th chapter of Corinthians, verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen. If you become a Christian just for the hope of a good life on earth, then you are of all men most miserable. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and you believing in Christ will also have eternal life, victory over death. But now is Christ risen from the dead, become the first fruits of all them that slept, means died in Christ. The term for Christian death is sleep. Sleep for the moment until the resurrection comes to you. This is what the Apostle Paul says. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, this is the hope of every Christian. For those who have departed loved ones, a very good verse to strengthen your faith and to comfort you is John 11:25. It says here, for those who have somebody dear to you who has died, you read this verse and you will be comforted. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. These two verses are so comforting that no matter how dear the person is who has died, maybe your mother, maybe your husband or wife, here is the comfort. Some people think death is the solution. After death, nothing happens. No, dear friends, after death, the Word of God says, it is appointed unto men to once to die. You die once. But after that, there is judgment. This is Hebrews 9:27. For those who are unsaved, don't think that after death, well, I don't care, I'm not a Christian, I will not be saved. Jesus says it will be another judgment coming for you, the great white throne judgment. The dead will be judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Whatever you have done will be recorded in God's book. All the signs today point to the coming, imminent coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. I say, dear friends, are you ready? Are you prepared for the Lord's return soon? We want all families to be saved for His coming. Are you having family worship? Dear friends, are you ready? Let us close. Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the promise that all who trust in Thee shall be gathered together with Thee when the Lord returns. Lord, may this spur us on every day to serve Thee and to witness for Thee to the saving of souls and ready for the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray this, asking Your blessing for all Thy people. In Jesus' name, Amen.